In a quantitative qPCR, the amount of DNA is detected by a fluorescent signal in real time. Here you see a typical output of a qPCR. On this graph, you see the number of cycles on the horizontal axis and the amount of DNA on the vertical axis, given in fluorescent units. You can see that the amount of DNA grows exponentially with the number of cycles. The red line you see here is what we call the threshold. This threshold is needed to compare the original amount of DNA between different samples, like the one you see here with this one. You see that sample A here reaches the threshold at about 25 cycles, while the sample B reaches the threshold later at around 29 cycles. So sample A contained more DNA to begin with. Why do we need this threshold? Well, because of the exponential amplification, all samples will reach a plateau in the end, which will have more or less the same value. So you cannot use the final amount of DNA to compare samples, which is why we need a real-time PCR. The number of cycles a patient sample takes to reach the threshold is called the CT value, as in cycles to threshold.